Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
So if you want to know who you are in life, I'm going to tell you, you're a king and a priest. Jesus is the King of Kings. Well, who's the kings that he's king over? Us. I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you want to be blessed today?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to them.
Okay.
Look at them. What are you looking at me for?
Well, I guess it's, yes.
Okay, let me ask
I'll
her
answer
first.
For them.
Excuse me. She always likes to be first in my life. Would you like to be blessed today?
Yes.
Yes. Now, can I ask you, would you like to be blessed today? I'm waiting for your answer.
It's a good question.
Good question.
I think they said
yes. Let me ask this question.
Who wouldn't want to be blessed?
In our Bible that we use, how many books are in our Bible?
66.
What's your favorite book?
Oh, goodness, that's a hard one.
That's a hard
one. I love them all.
I know.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe you have to think about
it. Well, let me help you. Go with me today to the book of Revelation.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite book in the Old Testament is Genesis. Mm-hmm. My favorite book in the New Testament is Ephesians. Mm-hmm.
Ephesians.
Hallelujah. I like to even say Ephesians. Praise God.
I think it's the one I'm studying at the time. It becomes my favorite. That's I love good. Them all.
Revelation chapter 1. Mm-hmm. I want to read something here. I want to show you something.
Okay.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. I'm bringing out of the old King James Version. So many people say this first. You know, that book of Revelation, it's just flat hard to understand. Let me help you for the definition of Revelation. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's all it is. In fact, it's in your Bible.
Yeah.
St. John writing, he says, chapter 1, verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Now, people say, boy, he wrote that 2,000 years ago. Well, on God's time, he wrote that 2 days ago. Hmm. It's a weekend. That's all it is.
A weekend.
It was shortly shall come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Now, verse 3 is an amazing statement.
Okay.
It says, blessed, that means empowered to prosper, is he that readeth. And they that hear, that means faith, the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So if you wake up in the morning and you have a hard day, go read something in Revelation. You're going to be blessed just because you read it.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? That's amazing to me. Now I want to get to
but
verse.
But actually, it tells it three things to do. First, you bless.
You just interrupt me
I know,
when I was reading the scripture.
It's so important, so important.
Okay.
It's a dialogue, not
a monologue.
Oh,
it's dialogue, monologue. Okay.
So it says, blessed is he that reads it and hears it and keeps it. So it's not just hearing, reading it. You got to read it, you got to hear it, and you got to keep it.
I was so going to say that to you.
Really? Is that what you were going to say?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Okay, I thought you were moving on to the next verse.
Moving on up. Okay, Catherine,
well,
go ahead.
I read it to you. Blessed is he that readeth, so you have to read it. Blessed are they that hear it, and then it says, and keep those things which are written therein.
What things?
The things that are about to read.
There you go. Praise God. Now watch this. I want you to see this. We're reading this today, and we're getting blessed. John, verse 4, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace, possession of adequate resource, from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead. Now, if Jesus is the first begotten of the dead, what number are you? Got to be a second, third, fourth,
fifth. I know,
fifth.
But I don't think I'm second because it's been a while.
Been a while.
But I'm in there. My number's in there.
Every one of you have a number.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got born again. First begotten, second begotten. And the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Verse 6 is a powerful verse. And hath made us kings. That's pretty high.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And priests. That's high. Mm-hmm. Unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So if you want to know who you are in life, I'm going to tell you, you're a king and a priest. Mm-hmm. Jesus is the King of Kings. Well, who's the kings that he's king over? Us. Now, just by reading this today, we're empowered to prosper because that's what blessed means, empowered to prosper. Prosper in which way? Spiritually, physically, financially, every which way, shape, or form. So people ask me all the time, well, bless God, but you seem happy all the time. What is it? Well, my God, I'm a king and a priest. So I walk in the two different territories there. Mm-hmm. A king is a person that finances the kingdom, and I do that. And a priest is a person that preaches the kingdom,
yeah,
and I do that.
That's
you see
right.
what I'm saying?
That's good.
Do you like that?
I like that a lot. I was just thinking about in the British monarchy, how that's our example today of what a king is in the royalty of in the world system. And so I was thinking the other day about this little girl, I think her name is Charlotte, the princess.
Oh, Charlotte, yeah.
And how she has really all the rights that the king, the older her parents have.
She's actually wealthier than
I heard that she was wealthy because her name means something. So she's up in another class, but that's just an earthly example. We need this will help us to get a picture of what it's like in the heavenly realm.
Oh, man.
God made us a king and a priest, not a princess or a prince. We're a king and a priest.
Amen.
So although she has a lot of rights and a lot of great things, the king, you know,
is
her grandpa.
Yeah, that's King Charles.
Charles is on a much higher level, and we're seated in heavenly places with Christ. So we are called and destined to rule and reign with Him. It's not enough to just hear that or read it. You have to hear it and also keep it and do it and act like a king instead of acting like a pauper or someone who has no rights. And you know, sometimes even though you have rights, they have to be reinforced. They have to be enforced, right?
Yeah, you're preaching.
Are you learning something?
I'm learning something. Go ahead.
But a king and you wouldn't expect a king to just have a poor attitude.
No.
He walks in a room. He don't even have to bring. In fact, a queen doesn't even have to bring her purse. Somebody pays for everything. You know.
She always carries her purse.
She carries her purse. I'm sure it's for the lipstick. But it's so she just everything is granted, and so we have all. Things through God's been given us all things through Christ, and so we need to be acting like kings and priests. So it's so beautiful.
And He hath, not going to be. This is past tense.
Right.
Do you understand that when God wrote that through the Apostle John, He had you on His mind, past, present, future, in every area. See, so I just like reading this book. And over and over, and one of my favorite scriptures in this chapter one, and I just love it, is verse 11, saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis and Philadelphia and Laodicea. Mm-hmm. Verse 10, every time I read it, it just knocks my socks off.
I love that one.
I was in the Spirit.
On the Lord's day.
And heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Well, to me, every day is the Lord's day, so I just walk in my spirit.
Right.
Why? It's because my spirit is responsible. There's some people don't have responsible spirits. They're born again, but they don't have responsible spirits because they don't let their spirit speak. They let their soul speak for their spirit when it's the acting other way around.
Yeah.
Your spirit should speak through a transformed soul, see, so you can understand what God is doing.
Right.
And when you understand this Bible, and every day, I mean every day, you get up in the morning, and I won't tell you something, you are what the Word says, whether you feel it or not. Hmm. You know, so many people go by feeling, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things I don't feel like doing, and there's some things I feel like doing. It just depends, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, feelings are apt to change emotions. They go one way, they go one way. And but when you know in whom you have believed, and I know I'm a king, now you think that's arrogance and cockiness. No, that's the Word of God. He hath made me a king and a priest. I know I'm a king. I know I'm a priest. It doesn't make any difference. And you don't see too many poor kings, do you? No, you don't. And yet people are always, the whole body of Christ has been taught by the church that poverty is a blessing. Well, why don't you just sell your house and give all the money away and go live under a bridge? Now, you know you're not going to do that. You know, unless God told you. And if God told you to do it, you probably wouldn't do it neither. You see, God hath made you. So don't let somebody else try to make you what God's already done. Don't let somebody else try to undo how God made you. when you are to walk in his anointing and in his power in every which way, shape, or form. And you see, and now to understand that, you got to be in the Spirit all the time.
Yeah.
A Spirit on the Lord's day.
Yeah.
See, there's certain days in life that most people never forget. There's another scripture in Isaiah. In the year King Uzziah died. That's a big statement.
Yeah, Isaiah was in the Spirit.
Yeah.
As well. And he saw some things.
Yes.
So you can move out of your flesh. You can have a decision every day whether you're going to live in your flesh or live out of your spirit. Now, of course, we are in our flesh, in our body, but you can think on a higher level. You don't have to think in your old way of thinking. God can help you to move into a higher realm and be in the spirit and let him show you things.
Let me ask you a hard question. Where do you want to go in God, Kat?
I always want to go higher.
I know.
In him. I just want to know day to day what I need to be praying about, what I need to be doing. I don't want to miss him in any way.
Amen. You know, I've said this so many times in some messages, and I really believe this. I think Pentecostalism is the highest level of Christianity. Think about that. When you're full of the Holy Ghost, praying in other tongues, understanding the nine gifts of the Spirit, the nine fruits of the Spirit, the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I really believe it's the highest level of Christianity you can get to. But I've noticed something about Pentecostals. They don't grow very much. Now, how can you not grow very much when you have all this stuff? Because most of the time they're fighting about things, mad about things. Like if you don't look like I look or talk like I talk, then you're not a part of us. Well, when did you write the Bible? And when did you create human beings? You see what I'm saying? Because the Baptists are just as important to God as the Pentecostals. It may help you. The Catholics are just as important to God as the Pentecostals or the Baptists or the Methodists or the Episcopalian or the Presbyterian or the Church of God or the Church of Christ or the Word of Faith or the full gospel or the Assemblies of God or the Church of God or prophecy in Christ. Why do we have so many different things? Why do we separate so much? If we took all what I just said and bring it back to just one thing, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, then every king and every priest would hail that Jesus Christ is Lord. Mm-hmm. But see, that's what Satan has done to weaken the church and to weaken the body of Christ, is that he's divided us. Now, let's just be honest. You Baptists wouldn't feel too comfortable in a Pentecostal church when they're speaking in tongues. You Pentecostals wouldn't feel too comfortable if you were in a Baptist church and they're preaching on once saved, always saved, eternal security. Mm-hmm. My God, man. A lot of you, Assemblies of God, Church of God, wouldn't feel comfortable at all sitting in a Catholic church as the priest did Mass. I'm coming somewhere. I'm going somewhere. You see what I'm saying? Why is that? Why? Why is that? Let me tell you how the body of Christ should feel. Do you remember, now if you got your family that went to heaven, I'm talking about when your mom and dad was living, your grandparents were living, seemed like everybody you knew was living, and it all come together for Christmas. Noisy place, isn't it? Everybody talking, everybody enjoying, everybody eating at the table. I remember when I ate at my grandma, there was no way anybody, we had to sit with our plate and I stand up with our plate. Because you didn't have room at the table. Yet there was rejoicing. All my cousins were there. We were in one mind, in one accord, to eat Christmas dinner. Why aren't we like that today? Why can't we be comfortable in any place that calls itself Christian? Well, they don't preach sound doctrine. Okay, let's say they don't. Are you sound? Yeah. Then what are you worried about? Hold fast to the form of sound words. And maybe your presence there and your voice there may change someone from unsound doctrine to sound doctrine. Now, that's what a priest does. That's what a king does. A king has dominion, domain, which means they own something. They control something. See, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, people tell me all the time, I've never seen a preacher like Brother Jesse. He can cross the denominational barrier with no problem, non-denominational, inter-denominational. You know why? Which one you want me to be? See, I become all things to all people. Like the Apostle Paul said, I become all things to all people. Yes, he was an apostle to the Gentile. Thank God he was. But he also could preach to the Jew.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Just because God sent him to the Gentile doesn't mean he couldn't preach to the Jew. Peter, on the other hand, was the apostle to the Jew. He struggled with going to the Gentile, and that is Cornelius' house. But he learned very quickly. You know how he learned? He sensed the presence and the spirit of Cornelius, a man that loved God, that was wanting to be a blessing to the Jewish people. Think about that for a minute. See, Cornelius had a responsible spirit. Well, he just wanted to know God. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. One day, all these names are going to become one. I hope it's not when we get to heaven. That is a fact. That will happen there.
Right.
I hope it's here. Mm-hmm. Here, because if we come together in one mind, one accord, Matthew 24:14 takes place.
Right.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to the world for witness unto them, to all nations, and then the end shall come.
Praise God.
I would like to see that in my lifetime. I would like people to be comfortable with each other because they know Jesus Christ as Lord. Everybody's got different levels. You got older Christians, more mature Christians. That's true. You got baby Christians. But I know something about babies. If a baby starts laughing, everybody shuts up and listens to the baby laugh. They go, man, it just brings happiness.
It changes because, the atmosphere.
Oh, in a second. Innocence, purity is coming out. And that's what we should be as born again believers. That's what I wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. This is what God is saying. Blessed is him that readeth this book, this revelation of Jesus Christ, that understands this prophecy.
That hears, that reads it,
hears it, and keeps it. Yeah. And if you, when you see that, when I read verse 13, there's three things in there too. What thou seest, write in the book. Let me read, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in the book and send it into the seven churches. And he tells you what they are. And the difference, and he said, I was in the spirit of the Lord's day and heard behind me a great trumpet, a great voice as of a trumpet. There's so much in here. And then verse 18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. To me, Jesus Christ is so alive. I know his return is coming, but he's right here. Christ in you, that anointed one in you, the hope of glory. Boy, if you don't have any hope, go listen to our Faith the Facts this week. Again, and we're dealing with hope. And it's amazing what God will do for you. So I would tell everybody, you get a chance and you kind of feel, I sure could use a good blessing today. Well, just crack open the book of Revelation. Blessed is he who readeth. Ooh, and here, understand, and keepeth. You know, it's not hard for me to stay saved. It's not hard for me to get saved, when I got saved. And it's not hard for me to be saved. Why? Because I'm never alone. You know, I traveled many, many years by myself, and I still do. But every once in a while, Kathy will get to come with me because she has so much responsibility here at the church as pastor and the different things. But it's just so wonderful that even though I was away, she was there. Even though she was away, I was there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because a covenant was cut between us, you see. Now watch this. See, normally you can see through this. But when you're with God, it does this. See, you can't see through it. It's power, boy. You become one with him. One. Now that's amazing to me. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's why the Apostle Paul... One of the most amazing men that could handle persecution better than anybody I've ever seen in my life. That he's about ready to cut his head off, and he's writing encouraging letters to Timothy. Watch this. John is the only one left. Think he would be lonely, huh? Good. Throw him out on Patmos. But he didn't go to that cave by himself. God was with him.
Yeah.
That's my point. You see, when he was writing this, actually he was receiving dictation from the Lord.
Yeah. He got a download.
He had a download.
A spiritual
download.
He's
just
writing
this thing. Do you understand what I'm wanting to get to? I want you to understand a revelation of Jesus Christ. Mm. That's why I believe in healing, because he was a healer.
Amen.
And that's why I believe in provision, because he was a provider. Mm. That's why I believe that you can love people you hate, because he did. You talk about an example. You know, and I have some people that really hate me. I don't know why. I don't know them. They listen to all the garbage that's that they hear that I've done. If I'd have done everything people say I've done, I'd be in jail. There was someone not long ago, was it last week, that sent out a some
two,
kind of something that I was
ago.
Killed in an airplane crash.
And when we even got a few calls at the office.
Oh, yeah.
Checking.
There's always somebody trying to disturb something. And it's just simply not true. Now, could I get depressed? Yeah. Could I get discouraged? Yeah. Will I? No. Why? It's a waste of energy to even do that. I'm about my Father's business. And it's just that simple. Now, there were times these things get heavy on you. There were some times this person gets heavy on me, and he gets heavy on Jesus. The Bible said he sighed in his spirit. Mm-hmm. When he was standing there with Mary and Martha, she said, if you'd have come, my brother would not have died. I know he's going to rise in the resurrection. He says this, Martha, I am the resurrection and life. And she goes, well, I know he'll rise in that day. The Bible said he sighed. Mm-hmm. That guy, she hadn't got it. I've been there. I understand that. I understand that kind of stuff. Not to compare it with Jesus, because you know, he had the sin of the world. The only sin I've ever had on me was mine.
Right.
But he had your sin, my sin, everybody's sin.
Right.
You don't think that weight was something? Whew, Lord.
I'm so glad you joined me on the program today. I have a wonderful partner offer for you this month. It's titled The Question of Failure. Too many Christians aren't enjoying the success God wants for us. This message will show you why, and it's going to set you free. You will learn how to keep your faith prepared and ready to accomplish all that God has called you to do. Order your copy at jdm.org.
God is alive and He is answering the prayers of people everywhere. Praise Him with me as I read these testimonies, and let's build up expectation for your miracle to come to pass. Let's begin here. Jesse, no one has ever been able to reach me with the gospel like you do. I listen to you every day, and I will never lose interest in you and how you deliver the gospel. God knew I needed someone like you. And after listening to you the last 30 years, I still enjoy and look forward to hearing you. Glory to God for His anointed preachers. Amen. You know, that is called divine connections. God knows exactly who to use to share His love with us exactly the way that we need it. This next testimony says, I love watching and worshiping with Jesse and Kathy. I'm a new viewer since hearing of you and watching you preach at my church in North Carolina. I was blessed and encouraged while I learned. You and Kathy can flat out preach the word and bring a wonderful message while having fun. Thanks for all you're doing for the kingdom of God. Thank you for that. You know, it's such a privilege that God has been using us to spread the gospel for 49 years. And as Jesse says, it's really fun being saved. And the joy of the Lord of Jesus Christ is really real. So next, I want to finish with our testimony here from one of our e-members that says, your message, never lose strength to fight, is inspiring. God gave me the revelation of this message and confirmed some things for me. Unlimited appreciation, Dr. Jesse, for all you do. I am an e-member with this ministry. This is a ministry of integrity and honesty. I love you with the love of the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? You know, I love you too. And I hope that you've been encouraged today. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9 says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward Him. Remember to keep Jesus first and watch Him move greatly in your life. God bless you.
You know, God is the creator, and we should be creators too. In my book, Notes from a Vision Specialist, I reveal some of my vision impacting experiences so that you can make your vision real God's way. God wants you blessed and excited about your future. Order Notes from a Vision Specialist and decide to make the vision real.
Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation amount of $5 or more at jdm.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe you've been empowered to prosper by today's teaching. Remember Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written. That's how you walk in the anointing and the power of God. There's a lot more in this boardroom chat that will bless you. You can watch the full version of it on our free JDM app. I hope you do that. You will be blessed. Our product offer is a book that I love called Notes from a Vision Specialist. God has taught me biblical principles about vision that work. You know, God has a great vision for your life too, and he wants you to run with it and see it come to pass. Notes from a Vision Specialist will help you make that happen. How do I get it? Just go to jdm.org for all the ordering information, and you will be blessed. It's a good book. It will minister to you. Partners, thank you for your faithful financial support. My Lord, 49 years of preaching this glorious gospel, and we've never had a financial deficit. That's a miracle of the Lord. I've been saying it for years. I trust you, you trust me, but we both trust God, and that's what happens, see? So thank you. For every dollar you send, we ask the Lord for a soul into the kingdom. We're totally debt-free. I've been saying it for years. So 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism, which means this. If you send $20 a month, all of it goes in. If you send 20,000, and people have done that, 100% goes into the ministry. We're totally debt-free. We pay no bill. No interest, borrowed money, none of that stuff. Isn't that a blessing of God? And I want that to happen to you. Can it happen? You better know it can. Bible says, owe no man anything but to love him. Get on that scripture and stay on that scripture and watch God do a miracle for you. Thank you, partners, for helping me today. I will do that job that you send me to do. Till next week, Jesse the Planner from New Orleans saying, I love you. I really do. We'll see you next week. May God richly bless you. Bye-bye.
Life-changing. I mean, Brother Jesse just always brings an amazing word.
There's such a connection when you come here.
This is our personal time just to get vision.
Visionary conference full of faith, full of hope.
Come expecting, because your expectancy will be increased.
Don't miss Jesse DePlanis 2025 Visionary Conference, July 10th and 11th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
But they could not handle the incarnation, and neither could the devil. See, what Satan couldn't understand, because he's not a faith devil, he's a flesh devil, how could God get into a sinful earth? There's no way, never thinking in their wildest dream, I'm talking about the devil, that God would send his son.